Hi, everyone. I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie. And you're listening to
So That's a Thing,
where we bring you our take
on some random shit.
Hey, Molly.
Well, hello, Angela. How are you, darling?
I'm great. Thank you. Yeah. How are you been? How have you been?
Pretty good. You know, just kind of hanging out, enjoying the fall weather, I guess, as much as I possibly can. You know,
riding
it's a little rainy and chilly.
It is. Riding into November.
That's right.
All the Christmas holiday stations are on Sirius.
Oh, it's already started.
It's beginning to sound a lot like Christmas.
You know, I keep seeing posts about like, ooh, it's November 1st. We can start talking about Christmas or whatever. So it's after.
The town's already decorated.
Yeah. So. Yes, it sure is. Oh, wow. So, now that's a thing.
Yeah. Hey, it makes people happy, so get that's out true. There and that's celebrate.
Spread the joy, everybody.
Yes, tis the season.
All right, darling, what you got for us this week?
Well,
what's your thing?
So my thing this week is actually more of an idea.
Okay.
That is trying to become a thing.
Okay.
So it's an ideation that's developing.
Okay.
But it's the world's first head transplant.
Oh. Okay.
So, if you think of, like, the first thing was, first when I first saw the article, I was like, so, like, face off?
Like, I'm, like, thinking of, like, Futurama. I don't know if you ever watched that show where, like, all the celebrities' heads are in jars.
So, when I first thought of it, I was like, oh, so, like, John Travolta and Nick Cage, like... Okay. I'm gonna take his face
off.
But no, it's the actual entire head.
Okay.
And it hasn't taken place yet, but when I started doing some research on it, the first article that I kind of came across was from the Chive website. And so when you look at the Chive website, this was actually back from March of 2017.
Okay.
And they have a neurosurgeon by the name of Sergio Canavero, C-A-N-A-V-E-R-O, and he's the one that has been starlighting or whatever this entire thing. So any article that you look up about head transplants is going to have Sergio's name attached to
Is he here in the United States?
No. He's overseas somewhere. He's been to all different places.
Okay.
Basically, he's taken his head show on the road. But so he's actually a neurosurgeon that first started talking about this back in 2015.
Okay.
And according to the Chive website, back in March, they said of 2017, they were like, you know, in 8 months, this is their hope. To bring this into fruition.
Okay. And I got questions.
Yeah. I know. Believe me, I'm like, scroll. So, as I started reading it, the basic concept is that you remove the head from the body of someone that has maybe like a terminal illness. So obviously, so maybe cancer or some type of...
Like at the neck? Like at the neck it comes off?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So it's not like it's they're severing at your neck and what they're doing is then they're transplanting the head onto the body of a brain dead donor.
Okay.
Because the body can still function, but the brain, because the brain is the computer of your body.
This is some like weird Black Mirror shit. But
it gets better.
Okay.
So as
you like wake up in like the saggy old person's body and you're like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, could you get some higher tits?
Well,
for me
I
or
hope
something?
That you would get to see me.
Okay.
But I guess maybe beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, exactly.
In this case. Like,
exactly.
I'm gonna wait for a younger model.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. All
right. So so the whole that's kind of the whole concept of this, is that you find someone who's donated their body from organ donation, so really body donation.
Yeah, for sure.
But that is brain dead, and so their body can still function. They still have muscle, they still have functionality, joints, all that kind of stuff. They just need a new computer, basically, to help it move.
Okay.
So a lot of the articles that I went through, and the one that the Chive mentioned as well, was that there is actually a 30-year-old patient by the name of Valery Spiridonov from Russia, who does suffer from a muscular atrophy. So he's confined to a wheelchair, can't move any of his limbs or anything, basically paralyzed from the neck down.
Okay.
But has all functionality as far as speech, intellect, all that kind of stuff goes. So he actually said that he is willing to be the first guinea pig.
Oh, God. Okay, listeners, I'm sitting here, like, holding my neck. I'm like, just imagine imagine them like slicing through it.
Yeah.
Like, well, they'll
put you longer. So
but still.
I know. So.
Well, no. And just sorry to interrupt you. No. But I have issues like when I go and get my hair done, like. Like, when they make you lean back in the sink and, like, your neck is exposed like that, I always feel like, I mean, I'm going to get,
like
my neck
sliced. What's that,
Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, they're going to Sweeney Todd me. Like, I have huge issues with that when I get my hair done. So, this right now is, like, a bit too much.
They need to, like, flip you over so your head's down.
Yeah. Yeah. They always look at me weird. And I'm like, no, really. I don't.
Please
for some reason, I feel like you're going to, like, cut my neck. So, let's just hurry this up. And they're like, okay, weirdo.
Yeah, good to know that you got a little
nerve. Anyways, there. Okay, this is
no,
a bit
anyways,
much.
So yeah, so so basically what they would do is they would detach the spinal cord.
Yep.
Okay. Using a special instrument that Sergio has actually invented and patented by himself. And this instrument can actually cut up to 1/1,000,000th of a meter.
Okay.
Because you have to be pretty precise when you're severing someone's spinal cord from their body. So 1/1,000,000th of a meter. So what they would do is they would cut, sever the spinal cord, and then they take the patient's head and it will be frozen.
Okay.
To prevent it from bleeding out.
Yeah.
Before they can go and repair the spinal cord and get it ready for moving it over. Like, you can't just, you know, like pop and lock.
Yeah, no. It's not like a Lego that just like snaps on.
So okay. So they have to go freeze that head.
Okay.
Quickly, which people do that, like you said. I mean, people kind of get like
frozen dead guy days.
Yeah, if you guys are, you know, avid listeners, you know. And so once they repair the spinal cord or get that ready to go, then they can go back and attach the head to the spinal cord, and then also try and set up like the nerve endings and everything else so that it's back onto the body.
What do they do with the body donor's head?
Well, it just toss it in the trash. Maybe one of those biohazard bags. I don't know. The family are gonna keep it. Put it on the mantle.
No.
Hey, George.
Yeah.
Girl, Laura, I didn't think about
Lord of the
that.
Flies, like on like the stakes, like oh good god. Okay. All right.
Obviously, I would say the majority of scientists and neurosurgeons in the world have some concerns.
Yeah.
About what this is.
I have concerns.
Sergio's good. He's like, I got this. I can totally sever shit.
Okay.
Popping heads, you know, whatever. So,
all right.
So some of the concerns was that, the majority of the spinal or neuroscientists said that the spinal cord fusion is not possible. They're like, it's just not possible. It can't happen.
Okay.
But... I also
don't
feel
they
like
already do that kind of stuff on like other parts of the spinal cord though?
They can operate, but this is severing it from your brain.
Oh,
like your
that's
brain
true.
Is
yeah,
what's
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So you can fuse discs together and lumbars
and
things like that.
But
yeah, so this is they're saying that just total spinal cord severing the spinal cord is not possible. Which if you really think about it, like people said told the Wright brothers they couldn't fly.
And look at us.
I mean, we fly into Japan.
Like, That's right.
I mean, so I feel like
it,
with technology and things, like, I mean, if this guy thinks it can be done. Now,
yeah, I just think how intricate that is, like, in your head and how all those, like, wires connect and stuff. It's not like plugging your TV in and connecting the cable.
Well, but those are all connected just to your brain. It's not like you have to connect blue to blue and red to I mean, you just got to put the one big cord back in.
Okay.
And kind of fuse those back together. But scientists also say that it could create an undiscovered level of insanity.
Ooh.
In the person.
Ooh, I like that.
Well, because if you're not used to having a body, and then all of a sudden you wake up and you're like, what is this? You know, and... Right, and it's like, what if you can only feel like the right side and maybe the left?
Yeah.
You're not sure what's going on. And so Sergio's team, he actually has a team of programmers that have been developing a virtual reality system that will help patients with the transition. So you put on the virtual reality glasses and things like that. So
yeah, that would be really weird.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Like some, yeah, like some, it seems like a weird, like Freaky Friday movie or something.
Right.
Like
well,
you wake up in somebody else's body.
And how do you just conceptually, yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah. Undiscovered levels of insanity.
Yeah.
we're starting to fuck with nature, people.
Yeah, yeah.
So, so one of the other concerns, too, is that they're afraid that the operation, you know, may fail.
Yeah.
But...
Everybody's dead.
Yeah, well, no. So they said that the operation could fail, but the head could actually remain alive. Because you're, you, as long as there's...
No.
So they're, what they were saying is that you could attach the head to the to a respirator where it actually could remain alive, because a head, in order, it still needs oxygen and blood to still to still be conscious. And so that's...
So wait, so, okay. Yeah, you might not even know the answer to this. So the head would still be alive. Yeah, yeah. But like awake and you're like, hi.
Well, so that's what, I mean, so that's what they said, that they would be afraid to wake them up because they would still have those nerve endings and those would all be severed. So the amount of pain would actually be unbearable.
Yeah.
And you'd probably put them into shock and they would die anyways. But technically they said that your head could stay alive. And so,
oh, good God.
And I was like, are you sure that's right? So then I went and looked up this website and it's actually called How Stuff Works.
Okay.
And they said that because the head houses the brain, which is the seat of consciousness, the brain receives no trauma from a clear decapitation, and it can continue to function until blood loss causes unconsciousness and
now,
death.
Are they taking these results from chickens? Because I
that's
heard
what I just said. Chickens with their heads cut off. But that's because their body can still move. So,
okay.
So,
okay.
But they actually said that there have been studies that have, when people have been in like horrific car accidents and they've watched somebody go through a windshield and get decapitated, that they've watched the facial expression on the person go from like shock to terror to like pain, and then just like the like
okay.
So that's the creepy part of our episode. But yeah, anyway, so that was kind of, so they were afraid of that going on. But so like the head could still remain alive. Like how creepy
That's a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing. So the procedure, what makes this a little bougie, the procedure would actually cost around $20 million.
Oh, good
so
God.
So just a couple drops in the bank.
You got a procedure code for that when you're billing your insurance?
What's my DRG on that? It's my ICD-10 code. Body transplant. And they said it would take actually a team of over 150 doctors and nurses and techs.
Wow.
Which, that's got to be one fat-ass
OR. Well, and can you imagine, like, just like regular surgeries take like 20 hours or something like that? Can
so
you imagine?
Sergio
like,
said that it would be about... God, we are just in sync tonight. Sergio said it would take about 36 hours to perform, but he does feel that he has...
Only 36 hours?
36 hours, but he feels like he has perfected it a little bit more and he can get it down to 18
How
or 19.
How has he perfected it?
I am glad you asked! So, I found an article in Newsweek that was written in November of 2017, which was about 8 months after the Chive article came out, which is when Sergio promised the world its first head
new bodies
transplant.
For everybody.
Right.
Got it.
And it's not happened yet, but basically what Sergio said is that he has... This is according to Sergio. I have not found anything that said that he's actually done this.
Okay.
So, according to him, he has completed a successful transplant on human cadavers. And I was like, big whoop, Serge. Like, I can chop off two people's heads, glue them, like, switch them, glue them back on. You know, like...
A little super glue here.
Slap a little Gorilla
good.
Glue on it, and...
Right.
Yeah, we're good to go. Like, I could have done that. Because they're dead. You don't know, like...
Right.
If it was successful or not. So...
Unpredictable insanity.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, he said that he's completed a successful transplant on human cadavers, and that his next step is to perform a head transplant on two brain-dead organ donors. So, like...
Okay.
Alive still, but brain-dead, and then... So,
to see if their functions
if the bodies,
are still going.
Yeah,
okay.
Can still function in that
or
type
like,
of thing.
So they don't, like, reject it or whatever,
yeah.
Like, with organs
yeah.
and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe it's your body that sucks. Like, maybe your brain might come back alive if, you know, you got the right body.
I mean,
you know,
like,
sometimes
I like this one. I'm gonna wake up.
Yeah, sometimes a new blouse makes you feel all frisky. You know, maybe you'll come back. I don't know.
It's a newbie.
Yeah, and so once that's perfected, he said the final step is to perform the final head transplant for an imminent medical condition.
Okay.
Now, the one thing that makes me a little creeped about all of this is that when you read the article in Newsweek, this is Sergio's quote about, because a lot of people are like, why do you feel we need to do this?
Right,
you know?
Right.
And he said, for too long, nature has dictated the rules to us. We're born, we grow, we age, we die. And for millions of humans, For millions of years, humans have evolved, and 100 billion humans have died. That's genocide on a mass scale.
What?
We've entered an age where we will take our destiny back in our hands. Oh, it will change everything.
Oh, that seems a little...
Well, yes, Sergio. I kind of feel like death and taxes. Like, these are the two things.
Right,
like,
right. That are like, always guaranteed.
We're starting to fuck a little bit, I feel like, with evolution, where it's kind of like...
Yeah.
We're kind of supposed to die. Like, maybe, yeah. And maybe that's not the... You know, maybe evolution is to constantly evolve to maybe... Yeah. But I just can't
we're
see
already
us, like,
overpopulated, though. I mean...
People are going to be starting to, like, kill, like, fitness instructors.
Yeah, I want your body.
Like, because they want their body. You're going to have a bunch of rich old dudes, like, on these hot bodies running around. You know what I mean? And the thing is, like...
That's a new meaning to the term butterface. I love it. Like, the super hot body and right? Then this old man.
Yeah. So, and it's like, does your head continue to age then? Like, does your face continue
so, like, yeah, do they age differently, your body and your head? Or the age, you know, at different rates?
Well, it's never happened before.
No, I'm like, yeah.
This is why we shouldn't, and I'm using air quotes here, like, play God, but.
Right.
I mean, I feel like we kind of do that stuff anyways, because, you know, and I understand the concept. Like, I honestly do. Like, if you have, you know, a complete functioning brain and your body has just cannot continue to take the sickness that's in you. I get it. Like, why not just put it on a new model?
Right,
you
know? Right.
But I feel like for all the research that's being done, can we maybe cure a few of these diseases? You know, like, our bodies can't.
Yeah, let's give up on curing that. Let's just get a whole new model there.
Yeah, I mean, it's like,
forget that part.
Like, and are we going to start creating artificial bodies to put these heads on if we run out? Like, I don't know.
I have a robot body.
I don't know where science is going to take us, but it seems a little creepy to me. So,
oh my God.
Yeah. So, stay tuned. Hopefully maybe
we can report back with the first head transplant.
In like 6 months we can do a, hey, remember when this was an idea?
Guess what's a thing?
Guess what's a dead thing?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No.
So
that's
crazy.
All right, cool.
So head transplants.
Well, I like it.
Yeah.
All right,
so what do you got for us?
Yeah.
What are you popping off and attaching back
Not head
on?
Transplants. Oh,
okay.
Well, first I want, this idea came from a buddy of mine from high school. So cool. Shout out to Rob.
Hey, Rob.
He just messaged me with this like article. And have you heard of new moon parties?
New moon. Is that
slash period parties.
I was going to say, is that when you get your period?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Have you heard of these period parties that people are now doing? So, apparently...
We will come up with any excuse to party.
Right, right. Well, one line that I read in the article was something like, well, yeah, because who doesn't deserve a party? You know? And I was like, okay. So, okay. This... I have two sides of the story here.
Okay.
Okay. I have like, this is insane. And then also like, okay, that's cool.
I understand.
Okay.
Sure.
So, it's basically you're throwing a party... and invite people to your home or wherever, I don't know, Biagi's, whatever. Yeah. For your daughter's first period. Okay. So you have your preteen, teen, whatever, gets her first period and you throw a new moon party.
Now, why is it new moon?
I don't know. That's what they were calling period parties, new moon. That's what they were calling it.
But is it
there's a new
because
we get it once a month. And there's a new moon once a month.
What are you saying? That when the tide changes, this brings out the flow?
The crimson tide. Surfing the crimson waves, right? To quote Cher from Clueless. Okay, so basically, this is like the ridiculous part. Okay,
okay.
So we are sending out invitations, like formal invitations, like printed, like... There were all kinds of stuff.
Ew.
Like, printed, like, come celebrate our daughter becoming a woman and blah, blah, blah. Like, with, like, RSVPs, like, you know, like, full-on wedding invitation looking
All that means is that your daughter can now get
there
pregnant.
There was one.
You're about to become a grandma.
Well, it was almost like the stuff that, like, goes on with this is just as, it's getting just as ridiculous like bachelorette parties. So, like, I saw, like, tampon straws. Like, they looked like tampons.
Oh, come on.
They had a uterus pinata.
No. Y'all. What falls
this
out
one
of
was,
it?
This
Cadbury
one,
eggs?
Yeah, this one was super gross Cadbury eggs. That's hilarious.
She's shedding her.
The one that was super gross was they had ice cream with like red sauce.
Oh no.
And like a tampon stuck in it. Like, a fondant one or whatever. But
can you make a fondant tampon?
Yeah. I mean, okay. Then they had this one. Okay, this picture, and I'm gonna put this up on Instagram. They all had like a vagina cake.
Of course.
Okay, and this one that I saw, OMG, you guys. Like, so it had it was just a regular round cake, and then they had a slice cut out of it, and on the inside of it, they made like the labia.
Oh, jeez.
And then there was like a hole. There was red sauce like coming out of it, and then like a tampon stuck in there.
Stop talking.
It was so gross.
Did you have to pull it out?
Yeah, probably. I was like, I can't even. Like, I would.
Did they light the string on fire?
I couldn't even believe it.
She got to blow it out while they sang "Happy Period" to you.
Yeah, yeah, happy period. Ew, blow out the string. Gross.
And many more.
Yeah, you will be getting many more. And then like all these parties includes like bring a gift, like, and the gifts are like pads and Midol and tampons and like period underwear and blah 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 blah. But so on the other half of this,
Diva cups.
Now the pod, yeah, yes, that was one of them too. Now I did read that Diva cups, they do an annual like period party where you donate, and then that all the proceeds go to like countries where they have people, women that can't like have access to feminine products and stuff. Yeah,
I like that. Napkins.
But yeah, the positive part of one of the articles that I read, I think it was just on the Post or something like that, where these period parties really are moon parties. What do you prefer, people?
Fun drinking game for our listeners. Every time we say period parties.
Take a shot. But a thing that has been coming of it, which I thought was really great, was that, like, the positive aspect is, like, the education that comes along with it.
Of course.
And, like, it's starting to become, like, especially at that age, like, less of an embarrassment, less of a taboo subject, you know, like,
it's
having
empowering.
People, like, come and, like, celebrate, and having, like, older women in your lives, like, be there for you and that kind of thing.
Sure.
You know, creating, like, a community. You know, for that person, it gives them a chance to like ask questions. Like, you know, like I didn't have anybody that I asked questions to, you know, the first time I got mine. Like, it was more like, I need to go to the drugstore, mom, you know, and that was about it. Yeah. Like, I had no idea.
I think my mom just said there's stuff in the closet.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Like, I didn't know. Like, they didn't talk about that stuff in school or anything that. That wasn't really. We knew what was going to happen, but.
No, I remember this. I will never forget this because it traumatized me. The video they showed in like fifth grade about periods and when they separate the boys and the girls. And I still to this day would like to know what got talked about in the boys' classroom.
Right, right.
Like, I don't know if they talked about like, wet dreams and boners or like, I would love to have been a fly on that wall. But our video, the host of the video was the chick that played Annie in the movie, like Annie. Like, the sun will come out.
That Annie, huh?
And she was like grown up.
And she's like, I too have my period.
Yeah, she was like, and she still kind of had the hair. And she was like, you might know me as Annie from the Broadway musical Annie, motion picture screen movie.
You're like, honey, where is your career gone?
What happened here? Like, the tampon will come out tomorrow.
Hopefully more than that, or you'll get something else.
But, when I think of that day, that's great.
Oh, God.
I'm done.
So, yeah. No, so basically, like, the positive part was, like, you know, you have people, like, because, you know, everybody has, like, a horror story from, you know, when they first started that, or, like, they didn't know what to do, or, like, just, like, ridiculous questions about, like, you know, like, you have to stay in your house for 3 days, or like
you can't
you
go swimming.
Yeah, you can't go swimming, or you can't like be an athlete, or like things like that, or like just like the misconceptions that a 12-year-old probably has.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so I think like that is definitely.
Well, it's such a weird experience of what's going
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely, and if you don't have like if you don't have anybody to talk to or ask questions, or like you're just too embarrassed. So I think by having the party, it's making it more of like a social acceptable thing, you know, and like just kind of like
embrace
even just
it.
Showing like young girls like that we've all been through that. We all know what that is. Like, it's going to happen. Like, you got to just, you know, get through it. Yeah. So I just thought it was kind of interesting that it is a whole thing with party favors and cakes and invitations and, like, all the stuff that was set up. The rooms had red balloons and everything.
I think that's the part that kind of skeezes me out a little bit. Like, you want to make it, like, a gold theme, like...
Right.
You know? Right. But the fact that it's red and you just got period blood all over the place.
Yeah. And like, tampons and everywhere.
Your cake
and
is a vagina. Yeah. Like,
oh,
it's
so gross.
Is your dad invited to that? Like,
no, it's girls only.
Is he eating your vag cake?
He, like, sneaks a piece of cake late at night.
Yeah, what is this? This is delicious red velvet.
By the way,
it's a bad cake. My period cake, Dad. I'm saving it for next year.
Oh, good God.
Oh, it's like... So these... But I don't know. I don't know how I feel. Like, I get the concept of it.
Yeah.
But and maybe it's just because I'm old-fashioned. Or not, I don't even think it's old-fashioned. It's just that's not how I grew up. So it's hard for me to think that... But, you know, I've talked to one of my friends that has a daughter that's recently
going through it.
Yeah. I was trying to think of riding the Crimson Tide or wave.
Becoming a woman.
Yes. You know, and she was so upset because all of her friends had already gotten it and she had not.
Yeah.
And it was like, girl, like, honey.
Yeah. No, trust me, you're good.
You realize every month for the rest of, like, the next 50 years.
Yeah.
You will be... enjoying this.
Yeah.
So calm your shit.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think I almost think I would be more embarrassed. Like,
well, and that's
where I think that it's natural and it happens, but.
Well, and I think that's where they're trying to change that perception of that. And I don't know. Like, and we've talked about this before when we did our HOCO episode.
Right.
About just how awkward you are at that age and everything is embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how. 15-year-old Molly would have reacted to a
hopefully it's not a new surprise moon party.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a surprise when you get it.
Yeah.
For the
yeah.
first time, your body's like, surprise, period.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah.
hopefully it's not a surprise period party. You walk in and they just shoot tampons everywhere. Red confetti. You're like, what? Like,
oh my God.
It's like paintballs.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like I said, there was two sides to it. It was, you know, one that is like, this is super ridiculous, and I don't know if I would do that. And then reading the other article about how, you know, the empowerment of it and the education behind it and just forming that community.
Absolutely.
I mean, I have two daughters, and I hope at that time in their lives, they feel that they can talk to me.
Sure.
And, you know, we've had discussions about that before it happens. You know, I'm not yet, they're too young, but... It really, they'd be like, what are you talking about?
It's a period. End of sentence. Exclamation point party.
So, you know, as a mother, I like the idea of it not being an awkward thing.
I'm sure.
But as looking back at myself as an adolescent, like, right. I think I would have been mortified.
Well,
like, and I don't know if these, like, moms are, like, talking to their daughters, like, do you want a period party
or
we're throwing
them.
You a period party,
right.
You know?
I think I'd be okay if it was at home and I got to choose my friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, it wasn't at, like you said, Biagi's with people
in the
coming
party room.
In like, they say it's your period. I got mine too, yeah. Like, you like with the cake and the kid, like, I mean, that's all I keep thinking is like a birthday party or something. But yeah, like the whole community doesn't need to
Right.
You know, but
the fact that like at this point in my life, talking about my period is not anything that's awkward or weird, and everybody that I'm around, like isn't like, oh, you know, and like outraged by the fact that I have it. But looking back at like high school and stuff like that, it was so taboo
I think it might still kind of.
You
be.
Think?
I
is
mean,
it? Yeah.
Well, because nobody wants to, you know. say that they're on it.
And, yeah.
You know, and you don't want to, I mean, it was that whole thing though in high school where like, if you took your purse to the bathroom.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Oh, she must be on her period.
Well, how many of us still as adults like hide a tampon up our sleeve when we go to the bathroom?
Not me. I got rid of that problem.
Well, yeah.
Best thing ever.
Right, right, right.
So, no, I think that's, I mean, it's, you know, I don't believe that I would have wanted one as a child or now even as an adult, but...
We should have thrown you a no more period party.
We should have. Yes. Absolutely. That would have been awesome. But yeah, I mean, I think kids these days are a lot more aware and open and sharing and transparent about things.
Right, like, right.
That's just kind of the culture.
I want a period party, daddy.
Yeah. Get me a Beamer. I do feel like that's bougie because,
yeah,
I mean, you're dropping money on,
yeah, like what is this going to lead to?
Yeah,
you know, like
tampons aren't cheap. Like you're just wasting tampons as decoration. You can't even use them anymore.
Right,
shimon.
Wrap them back up. You're using those. Yes,
pick that up, sweetie. We're running out.
So yes, for all of you that have preteen daughters out there, this new is moons. Something you can do, a new moon party.
Or if you've had one, maybe let us know.
Yeah,
send
there
us
you
a
go.
Photo. What did you do special?
What was your vagina cake like?
Ew. I don't know that I could eat that either. And I love cake.
Yeah.
I can eat just about any cake.
Yeah. Oh, man, that pick was just nasty.
Dirty nasty.
Yeah.
All right, so okay. That's a thing.
That's a thing, Angela.
All right, well, thank you, Miles. Thanks
absolutely.
For bringing that to us this week. And, you know, as always.
We got brains and vaginas this week.
Right. I mean, some of the stuff we cut, I mean.
Blood is involved in it all.
Yeah. Well, not until the head is frozen.
Oh, that's
and that's
true.
What, you know, maybe just freeze your vagina. Who knows? So.
Wait, can we do that?
Hold probably. On. So. All right. Well,
okay.
Head transplants and new moons.
Yeah.
It's all about rebirth. It's all about starting anew.
There we go, guys.
So,
there we go.
Yeah. So thanks for bringing some fun topics. And as always, thank you, world, for being bougie.
Bye.